This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
Changing a 25-year profession with a click. By Michelle Pouliot. I began training guide dogs for the blind in 1974. I was a young 23-year-old who trained my pet Labrador in obedience and had just discovered I enjoyed working with dogs. Getting a job training dogs while at the same time helping disabled people was a dream come true, and I was quite excited about such a meaningful career. From 1974 through 1998, I trained hundreds of guides and instructed blind students in how to handle and work with their new partners. To be more precise, I personally trained over 350 guide dogs and their blind handlers over that 25-year span. I loved my job and never doubted my career path once, even during challenging times, of which there were many. Training and developing young dogs into safe guides for blind handlers is difficult and also stressful work, but very rewarding. Even after all these years, I will tear up a bit watching a new guide dog partnership making their way down the street. Watching a blind person stride briskly with confidence due to their guide dog partner safely leading the way continues to inspire me. The guide dog industry evolved after World War I and applied traditional training techniques since that time. I'm sure that the rough traditional techniques I was taught in 1974 were a bit different and gentler than those used in the 1920s. But even more dramatic was the evolution of those traditional techniques through the 1990s. Our guide dog school had done an exceptional job of improving our training techniques to be as positive as a traditional program can be. Although we were using traditional training through the end of the century, the methods were gentler and strived to keep dogs happy and enthusiastic in learning this challenging work. Dogs were more relaxed with the training program in general, and staff worked hard at keeping them confident. This wasn't just because it was trendy in the 1990s to be nicer to animals. The work for a guide dog was becoming even more difficult as the world became more hectic and stressful for any pedestrian traveler. Increased traffic, cluttered sidewalks, loose pet dogs, and an increasing number of encounters with the homeless on sidewalks was creating more stress for guide dogs and blind handlers. Enter the click that has begun to change guide dog work internationally. What started out in 2000 as us playing around with this silly thing called a clicker has evolved to revolutionizing guide dog work worldwide. I would never imply this metamorphosis has been easy, fast, or that it is complete. But what it has been is life-changing for many people dedicated to guide dog work. Our entire training program has transformed into such a positive experience for dogs and trainers that even the spirit of the work has changed. Success rates are higher than ever, and our clients love clicker training. The working attitudes of the guides, the training attitudes of the staff, and the handling attitudes of the blind client are now amazing, to say the least. Even more exciting is sharing what we have learned and experienced with other guide dog schools across the world. Guide dog schools in Croatia, Israel, Germany, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Korea, Switzerland, and the United States have accepted our help and opened their minds and programs to clicker training. It's only a matter of time until all guide dog work applies clicker training. I'm confident that 20 years from now, it will be difficult to find a guide dog school that has not crossed over to the power of the click. Read by Michelle Pouliot.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.